In Cairo's Tahrir Square today, thousands of demonstrators turned out. They chanted and waved flags in an effort to keep up the pressure for what they say should be a real change of regimes. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, protesters are rejecting the country's reshuffled cabinet. They're also calling for constitutional changes and for a lifting of the emergency law that gave the government autocratic powers for 30 years.
The cadence of the chants was familiar, but instead of Mubarak, the demonstrators have inserted another name. The chant says, "We don't want Shafiq anymore, even if they shoot us. Shafiq, why are you still here?" That's Ahmed Shafiq, the former Egyptian Air Force commander who's now prime minister in the interim government. People say he's a creature of the Mubarak era and a guarantor that Egypt's powerful military won't lose its privileges. Many people, such as Malik Rushdie, a professor at the American University in Cairo, say Shafiq and other members of the old regime must go.
Because I want to see the change in the government. I want to see Ahmed Shafiq gone. I want to see the rest of the regime gone. I want to see the national, the state security gone.
Egypt's military has said little in the past few days, although some generals recently appeared on a popular talk show to defend Shafiq. Many people are waiting for the recommendations of a constitutional commission, which was appointed by the military. The commission is to come up with the legal steps needed to clear the way for political parties, free elections, and the removal of the government's emergency powers. Some activists say they want a special civilian council, free from members of the Mubarak regime, to manage the transition. Until then, they say they'll continue to assemble in Tahrir Square. As one man put it, "I'm still here because they're still here." Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.